Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. I'm really excited today because after almost 3 years of waiting and conversations and NDAs and all of that fun stuff, I finally get to announce that there is a docuseries about the independent fundamental Baptist movement that's going to be premiering on Investigation Discovery come November 24th and November 25th. There are 4 episodes in total. It is going to be a 2-day event. So it's going to show 2 episodes on Black Friday and then 2 episodes the next day. And then it will be streaming concurrently on HBO Max. So if you want to watch, please try to tune in live on Investigation Discovery so we can make sure it's a huge success for them. And also be sure to check it out streaming on Max. And if you don't have Max yet, be sure to get your free trial, sign up, you know, whatever you need to do, be sure to check out this docuseries. It's called Let Us Pray, A Ministry of Scandals, and it looks absolutely fantastic. And the team behind it is absolutely incredible. So I'm going to go ahead and share the trailer with you, and then I'm going to give you a couple of quick thoughts. So check it out. Here it is.
This is someone that I looked up to so much, and that was the only way I knew how to make him happy. Grooming is so fast and so slow all at the same time. Probably the only guilt I have about this whole thing is that other victims became of it. This isn't a normal church, no. It's a cult.
Every IFB church is a powder keg ready to explode.
I hate that he was my first everything.
These people are gods. And they said, we're going to brainwash you. We're going to brainwash the junk out of your brain.
Women have to be submissive. He would say, this cup is poison. Drink it. You were guilt-tripped to swallow goldfish. You had to obey.
This is a training ground for pedophiles and serial rapists.
I invited the wolf with my little lambs.
He drugged me almost every time.
No reasonable person would believe that they are not responsible.
I'm talking about corporal punishment. I'm talking about forced feedings, forced starvations.
Put a finger down if you ever had to eat your own vomit.
You literally are in a box with a bolt locked door.
There was no way out.
It got bigger and more powerful.
We uncovered 412 allegations.
People are afraid to go up against them.
They threaten to kill you.
You will find everything from child abuse, sex abuse, to murder. You're exposing an empire.
It was all lies. The whole church turned a blind eye to the abuse that happened.
None of this was ever your fault.
These people
will answer for what they did.
I'm not going to be quiet again.
If not on this earth, in front of God.
We will not be silenced. There's so much to tell you about it.
I I can't even express how excited I am that this trailer is finally out there and that the series is going to be dropping this month. It's hard to believe. And for those of you who have been following the show for, I mean, since the beginning, initially when I announced Preacher Boys, my goal was to create a documentary that would expose abuse. It would be an all-encompassing kind of history of the IFB and touch on this issue of abuse. And the way that I started was cutting a little sizzle reel together and then trying to find three or four people that would share their story, and ended up getting, you know, dozens and dozens. And now at this point, hundreds of people, thousands of people who have echoed in and shared their stories of their time within the IFB. And, you know, with the podcast becoming an afterthought and then exploding and really getting more awareness than I even expected my initial plans for a documentary to get, you know, the documentary concept just became a conversation internally of how do I do this in a way that's worthwhile, that will have the same amount of impact as what the podcast already has. It just felt like an increasingly difficult task given how large the podcast was growing and how this format that I didn't expect to be a great way to expose this stuff really kind of took shape. And so when I was reached out to by Sharon, the director, who is incredible, Emmy-winning director that's putting this series together, when she approached and asked me to be involved in the series that she had been working on and asked me to be a part of it, it was an absolute yes. And in a lot of ways, you know, from the beginning of this show, I mean, my goal has been to see abuse get exposed, to see victims get a platform to share their story. And I have seen so many incredible people pop up and help facilitate those moments. And it's been really cool through this process to see, you know, while I had this documentary envisioned in the beginning of the show, and then it bloomed into this incredible podcast and this, these opportunities I never expected to see happen and the relationships I've been able to build. I'm so happy that there will be a docuseries that is covering abuse in a way that I never even imagined, at a level that's just absolutely incredible. And with people far more talented than me, like Sharon, who is, again, an Emmy winning, I mean, she was Oscar shortlisted. She is a very fantastic director. She's been amazing to work with. You know, the production team all around her is incredible. And I am just absolutely thrilled that, you know, not only is there a docuseries coming out, but the fact that I know almost everybody that's in the series, and they are absolutely amazing people that deserve to have their stories broadcasted in a massive way. And then to have it going not to YouTube or something like that, but to have it going to Investigation Discovery and then, you know, to HBO Max, it is just an absolute dream come true. And it is so exciting. And I'm really excited to continue sharing little behind the scenes snippets over the next couple of weeks and just seeing all the materials that Investigation Discovery is putting together and the incredible filmmaking team that put this together. I only got to be on screen, not behind the camera through the process. And so there's so many things that I'm going to be seeing for the first time along with you, but I'm absolutely so excited about this docuseries, and I hope you'll support it. Again, it's coming out November 24th and November 25th. It's a two-part event premiering on Investigation Discovery, and we'll be streaming on HBO Max. But thank you so much for everyone who supported the show, who has raised awareness, and thank you to everybody who will continue to support this docuseries and the incredible people behind it. I really look forward to watching it alongside you November 24th. And November 25th on Investigation Discovery, and then streaming on HBO Max. Thanks so much for watching. Like I said, I'll be sure to keep lots of updates as they come. But for now, I'm just really excited and really appreciative of this incredible, incredible opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.